Good morning. We're going to start right on time, which of course is a pattern we'd like to continue all day. So this is fantastic to welcome you here. I'm Sue Baker, I'm Director of the VCA, and it's a really great pleasure for me to welcome you here to the second of the transdisciplinary imaging projects that Paul Thomas and I have been involved with together. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Kulin Nations, and pay my respects to their ancestors past and present. There is a few housekeeping things that I will do shortly, and I'll just take us through what we've got before us on the day, the 2 days ahead, and then Paul will introduce the conference and all its content. It's a great pleasure, of course, to have the group of people here that we were going to hear from over the next 2 days. There's a great collegial community developing around this project, and it's still, I'm delighted that you could have come down to sunny Melbourne. I'm sorry it's so cold, can't help it. It was the shortest day yesterday, so you came to midwinter Melbourne. Of course, some of us like it. The structure of the days, as you see in the abstract book, means that we'll have most of our time in this room, and so most of the time in this building, and the bathrooms are downstairs, as some of you may have discovered. We'll have morning tea, lunch, and afternoon tea downstairs as well, and this evening we'll repair to a local bar for the official reception and drinks for the conference. We'll discuss that later in the day. And this afternoon there are two split sessions in this room and in Cinema 2, which is just behind us, and we'll direct you to it before lunch. So it is my great pleasure to welcome you here and to invite Paul Thomas to talk to you about the history and the process of this conference. So please join with me in welcoming Paul Thomas.
Thank you, Sue, and thanks to the VCA for housing this conference for us and being such great hosts. This is the second of the conference series, and on the, as you come in, there's a little column 7 journal, which is selected papers from the first conference. We also have all the first conference online on Real Audio, which is starting to try and generate some sort of history. Okay. but the starting point was very much in the age that we're now in, the proliferation of images through various digital technologies and through various disciplines engaging in visualization as a major part of their scientific or graphic understandings or interpretations of the world. We find ourselves within the arts asking questions about where the critique of the image now resides. And so the first conference was really about what are we adding to the discourse of the image in relationship to what's actually transpiring. So where is the arts now within this context of the image? So this became the sort of first question that we asked. And after the first conference, we were thinking about transdisciplinarity and where we went from here. And it became apparent when I was reading a paper by Paula Dawson, who I hope all of you would know. She was talking about her holograms and about interference. And I was starting to become quite interested in whether we could be set up a provocation for the second conference about whether interference could be a strategy with which art would maybe find a way of engaging in a discourse with contemporary media, contemporary imaging, and the like. And so this of course, became the starting point for the hopefully the provocation that we're going to address. So it's not that we know what's happening, it's that we're trying to find out if this is a possible strategy or if it's a waste of energy in thinking that interference could possibly work. Or maybe it's something that we could say, hey, there's a chance of just making a small incision here and disturbing the status quo that we see. So the papers today hopefully will start to address some issues to do with various examples and understandings of what interference might be. And we've got one withdrawal from the first session, which Donald is going to chair, and I'm sure he'll make the adjustments to that, of Michael Goldberg, who's desperately sick at the moment. So we obviously, he's got flu. I don't know if it's desperately sick when you've got flu, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that it's desperate. And therefore proceed. But I just want to make one quick thing, is that we do now have wireless here for those people who need to log on. And if I tell you what the wireless is, then you could all make a note. But for those people who are not interested, there's no need to. But it's VCA-visitors is the username, and Media Arts, all one word, because we had a Media Art roundtable yesterday, so we're using the same login. Media Arts is the, all one word, is the password. So don't tell anybody. So without much more ado, we'll mostly get straight on with our keynote session, and I just want to introduce Professor Ross Harley, who's going to introduce Oliver, and I'll let you take over from there, Ross.